Was there a poetry hugger guy? Is like, is that poem based on a guy? No.
No, no, actually, just it's sometimes I, with my strained sense of humor, I come up with catchphrases or words, and I was just actually chatting with another poet who lives in Detroit, and I don't know where it came from, but then I just was like, poetry, it's not a tree hugger, it's a poetry hugger, and then that was it. So, and that's where it was born.
So that guy had some of the personality of the...
No, I don't know. It just, yeah, no. I just wrote it. And go. I literally finished it this evening. So, yeah.
Okay. I thought I'd try a couple of words out on you because you sort of play with them a lot during the night. Okay. Explain sort of what identity means to you.
Oh, we're deep. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, wow, this is a deep question. Identity. I mean, for me, I guess for me, it means simply knowing who you are, where you're from. And I think that even as people, you have different identities. Like, I know that I definitely, like, I was born in England, so people tell me that I'm British, and I was baptized in Trinidad, and so I'm Trini, and I grew up in Nova Scotia, so they tell me I'm Nova Scotian. But to me, it's about what I feel comfortable, like, who... being comfortable with myself and knowing, like I talked about in the piece about knowing history and where I come from. For me, that's important. And I think probably because it's something that I didn't really learn in school necessarily. I learned from my brother, who's also a poet. And those are the things that helped me, I guess blossom even as an artist at a young age, you know, kind of learning about my identity. So, yeah.
Okay, should I try the other word out?
Sure.
Okay. The other word was community.
Community. Yeah, that word is very important to me. And I know it's growing up in Nova Scotia, I wasn't part of any community kind of growing up there. My brother did a lot of work in a community known as North Preston. So he's sort of, they've adopted him more or less. But for me, I was always sort of on the outside, sort of not really fitting in anywhere. And what happened is as I got older, I started working with people's kids. So Halifax, Dartmouth, the Preston areas. And because of that, that's sort of how I was embraced by the communities in Nova Scotia. So for me, community is important. I mean, I live in a community now in the building because I live in Powell, an artist building now. And there's definitely a whole community there. And to me, it's a place where you can be comfortable and you're with a group of people that somehow you understand. Like, to me, poetry shows, I always say it doesn't matter where I travel, where I go. To me, poets and these type of venues, they create a community that no matter what country, it's always comfortable. So...
final question, easier question maybe. Mm-hmm. A lot of your poems have singing in them, and I just wonder, do you come up with a song and then write out a lot of words, or like how's that work? Like, does something come first?
Forwards, backwards, inside out, and reverse. It's sometimes poems come to me as songs, or some songs come as poems. I've heard music and then written to the music. That's what happened with the piece I did with Theron Shaw. And or I've just come up with songs, and then that's just how I express it. So, you know, I don't necessarily sing all of my poems, but some of them are sung. But to me, songs are poetry, so it's all the same for me anyway.